This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringue-a-tang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws and monkey sounds in there called good.
The old Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon.
Wow.
Hey, happy Thursday. How's everybody doing on this Thursday?
Good.
We good?
Went to bed before 3.
What? 4:30?
No, went to bed before 3.
Oh, before. I thought you said 4:30.
No.
I was like, oh.
No. Are we talking PM? Because sometimes that actually sounds like a nice day.
Oh, look, man. The older I get, the more
I'm not going to lie.
It's like a nap, and that little hour-long nap turns into like, 4.
If I went to bed. Oh, I can't do that.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man.
Mm-mm. The four-hour nap. Like, the sweet spot is, like, if you sleep for, like, an hour. That's it. And then I'll just wake up and be like...
And I can't even... I can't do that because I'll wake up and I will still feel like a zombie. And everything feels wrong and I'm out of place and just...
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's me.
I don't know. If I went to bed at 4:30, I think I would... I'm pretty sure that I would just wake up at like 12:30 in the morning and just be like,
oh, so again, we're back at the 4:30 like PM.
Yeah. If I went to bed at that time and then I'd just be up for the day at 12:30 AM.
Well, yeah. And I'll tell you what, I would wake up at that point and be like, hey, this is the first time in years that I've watched like Jimmy Fallon on TV.
That's the weirdest thing is that like, as you get older, boy, does that internal alarm clock really kick in.
Right.
Like, it is, I used to be able to just sleep, and I would be just absolutely zonked out until something woke me up.
Yeah.
Now it's just like, I just wake up.
Yeah. And for me, it's every day right around, like, 4 a.m. I don't know what.
You wake up at 4 a.m.?
Just out of nowhere. We're like, oh, sounds like I gotta go pee. Let's get up and go do that, and I'll try to go to bed, and then I sit there and...
This is why the olds have the early bird special, right? That's why dinner is at like 5:30.
Yeah, at the old places like Tom's or Elmer's Pancake and Steakhouse.
New Tom's. Well, where do they go now that there's no Sherry's?
Tom's, hopefully.
They go to Tom's.
Go to Tom's.
Aren't they closed? Great. Don't they close at like 2?
Probably.
And it's the first place I had solid food. It's Tom's Pancake House.
They close at 2 p.m. right after dinner for the Blue Hairs.
Hey, there you go. There you go. Right after dinner. Right after they lock up that dinner there. All right. Well.
We did hear, too. My wife texted me that across from the Elmers at the 158th and Walker location there, what used to be the Sweet Tomatoes, apparently they're opening up another place that is also called like Elmer something. It's like a gaming place. Swim school. It'll be like called an Elmer Swim School. But I wonder how the Elmer Swim School opens up across the street from Elmer's Pancake and Steakhouse.
Hmm. Has anybody ever ordered a steak from there?
No.
No. Have you?
Mm-mm.
No, I was just wondering if anybody has.
Do you think
if you have Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326.
Do you think if somebody did that they would have them?
We'll have them what?
Like, well, if they actually would have a steak?
Of
like,
course they would, because
they're like, oh crap. Well, I didn't think anybody was going to
run
do
down
this.
The street and go get one.
No, because there are people, like, as part of the breakfast menu, you can do your steak and eggs, and that's at any joint.
Oh,
IHOP, Elmer's, what have you.
Yeah.
Now, like, I've always felt like if you order steak and eggs for breakfast, you're probably a psychopath, but. Mm.
Why? What's wrong with steak and eggs?
I didn't say there's anything wrong with it, but that's just like, and I'm even a chicken fried steak and eggs type dude.
What if Elmer's Swim School is actually just a seafood offshoot of Elmer's?
That's where we get our clams.
Yeah.
It's everybody's saying it's Emler's, not Elmer's.
Oh, how about that? Emler's, not Elmer's.
Well, whatever. That's what my wife texted me. That's how I learned it.
So. That would be very confusing.
The autocorrect is probably doing some work there.
Apparently, yeah, sure. She's a bad speller. Wouldn't surprise me, but, you know.
All right.
I love you, babe.
I feel like the starting costs for a swim school would be very expensive.
Yeah, you got to dig that pool out.
Or you're going above ground, and that's, I don't know if how many people are going to want to go to the above ground swim school.
You changed that one out every like 3 years.
Well, and
have you ever seen anybody drain a above ground pool without destroying it?
No.
It's like the only way.
But,
now,
I will say this. I know that in my neighborhood, we have two cul-de-sacs that basically back up against each other, and once or twice a year, in the you know those little circles like on the side of the curb. Where like water will drain out and such, right? From upper, higher lying joints. Apparently, in that upper cul-de-sac, somebody has a pool and they will just drain it. And that's where all that water comes out. And it's like,
oh, it comes down into the other cul-de-sac?
Yeah. Well, out of that drain outside of the curb, not even in the cul-de-sac. It's next to the cul-de-sac, but like right at, almost across from my house.
Oh,
it's like, wow,
fantastic.
That's a lot of water coming out of there.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I mean, that's one way to do it. Do you think they know when they are draining their pool? They're like, well, we should probably notify the neighbors down below. Or do you think they're just like, that water really, they got great drainage.
Where does that go?
You say, well, I guess you probably should have bought your house higher up.
Yeah, there you go.
But we bought our house that we back to the green space and the walkway, so we don't have any neighbors behind us.
Man. I have a feeling they have no idea that that's
probably
where their pool drains to.
Probably not.
They're just like, water goes away, we're fine with it.
Don't ask questions.
Yeah.
So neighbor at the bottom of a Holcomb, and it's probably, 172nd or so, you're on notice.
Oddly specific.
Yeah. You're on notice.
All right. If you have your above-ground pool.
Yes.
All right. Well, there we go. Also an identifier to where you live.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares? Great. Come on by. Let's have a beer.
I don't think you mean that.
Actually, it could be worse.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to do it.
Yeah. P1 Jordan with a great... We still don't have anybody who has actually had a steak at Elmer's, but somebody... P1 Jordan, should it be any surprise that Russ said, you're a psycho if you order steak and eggs? Then Danny immediately says, what's wrong with steak and eggs? Point made.
Yep, point made. Mm-hmm. Completely on brand.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And sometimes the world sorts itself out. That's it right there. We got all the answers
to
the world's problems.
There it is.
Right there. Yeah.
Chicken fried steak and eggs, different story.
Right there.
Gravy makes everything better.
Yep. All right. Well, it appears that the rain's going to stop for a little bit. Well, I mean, slow down for a little bit, so everybody gets their little bit of reprieve. And now I think is when we have our, all right, Oregonians, we need to rally. Mm. Y'all need to figure out how to drive in the rain again.
Oh, my God.
How does this happen all the time?
It happens all the time. But every year, this is why we have our meeting. This is why we have our meeting.
You have it before November, you monsters, because on the way here today.
No, you can't. No. You can't have it before November. The first rain has to come, and then everybody's got to be like, hey, reminder.
We've already had it.
If you are not comfortable driving in the rain,
stay home.
No, stay right.
Stay home.
stay to the right. People have to go places.
This is one of the few times where I'll stick with Danny. Stay home.
But
at least stay off the freeway. Get off at 26.
You're
fine on Murray or whatever.
People have to get places.
Do they?
Stay to the right. Stay to the right. And all of you guys just stay right. Because there are people that can drive in the rain. And y'all are going 35 in the fast lane.
Yeah.
There's no need for that.
I had a woman.
There's no need for that.
The Geo Metro on the way here today doing 40 in the left lane on I-5 coming out of Twilliger and making sure that anytime anybody either in the lane next to her on the right or in front of her, 15 car lengths ahead, tapped their brake lights.
Oh, yeah.
She got into them and slowed down to like 30.
That
I almost pit maneuvered somebody this morning. It was just like, what are you doing?
This is why every morning on my way in here, I stick with the back roads through the West Hills. Because I know it will take me 5, 6, 7 minutes longer, at least. But I know exactly how long it will take. And yeah. I don't have to deal with that Subaru.
Yeah, I mean, we got a problem out there. We got a problem, and it's the people forgot how to drive in the rain. You live in Oregon, figure it out. Until you figure it out, get to the right, damn it.
I mean, we're...
Save us all.
We're one of the rainiest places in the U.S. outside of Forks, Washington, apparently.
You know, that's a common misconception, Jeff. We just have a lot of days of rain.
Yes.
You know?
It's not heavy rain, it's just a consistent drizzle.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd rather have the rain that we have here than the rain that happens in Seattle. That's like big, heavy, like yeah.
Well,
wash
and
you
Seattle
off the
actually
road.
Is rainier there than here.
Yes,
I think in terms of both volume and number of days.
But when
but
it
somehow
does,
Portland gets pooped on all the time
because
for
because in Seattle you get the break. When it rains cats and dogs, and then it stops.
Yeah,
here it just never stops.
No, it does. Look outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
It's like what Forrest Gump says. We get that little itty-bitty stinging ring.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm okay with it.
Sometimes we get the fat rain.
No, I'd much rather have the light, constant drizzle than the epic downpour. Because when it happens, you want to talk about people driving in the rain. Have you ever gone through Seattle when it's like really raining at rush hour?
It's not good.
It is diabolical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's face it, driving in Seattle sucks even in the most perfect of conditions.
And you add like that torrential downpour where the water, like there's no setting of windshield wipers fast enough to clear to where you can see like 5 feet in front of your car.
Do you think that's maybe why they drive so crazy in Mexico is because they don't have anything to slow them down?
Yeah.
They just go.
Yeah. California
like the rain is a natural brakes for you. Yeah. Like you got to slow down a little bit. Yeah. You gotta, I mean, but it's like, they just go.
And they do, and they just go. I remember even being as a kid in, what was it, 7th grade or 8th grade, whatever it was, the first time we went there for spring break, and the dudes in the Pulmonias, the old modified, like, Volkswagen things, and they wouldn't slow down. They drive up to something and honk, honk, and you best get the hell out the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's our public service announcement. We pride ourselves here at 1080 The Fan of having the best drivers of any radio station
excellent
in Portland.
Drivers. Excellent drivers.
We just need to be able to get through to the, Prius, Subaru, large SUV that somehow just crawls to a halt.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what vehicle you were going to pit maneuver, Danny, but I'm assuming it was one of those three that I just described. I'll tell you what. One crowd that does not mess around when driving at any time, minivan drivers. Y'all minivan drivers are nuts.
Yeah.
And
we were there for like 4 years, and that was me.
Those mommy missiles, they are on a mission.
Oh, is that what
they
those are?
Go.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, too.
God bless them all.
There is no brand of car, I don't believe, that is more targeted than the mommy missile, the minivan, where people just insist on they have to get up ahead of you and immediately in front of you before they get off the freeway. Doesn't matter if there's room. They're just like, well, I need to get in front of you.
They got places to be, man.
Yeah.
They got a soccer practice. Yeah. Oh, can it's I like throw this one in there
for... I could have a quarter mile of blankness behind me.
Could I throw this one in there for a bad driver car that is emerging, and I think we need to talk about it. We talked about it last week. Teslas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I had a good
I mean,
oh yeah, I had an interaction with one.
Nobody drives worse than a Cybertruck. Nobody.
I feel like those aren't common enough yet to place that.
Well, the ones that I see.
But as far as like Teslas in general, yeah, I almost had a. I'll put it this way: if my kids weren't in the car, it would have been something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
would have been something.
Let's get that rage intact there. All right.
Well, I did. Hey, I kept it in check because the kids were in the car.
Hey, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get the show on the road, shall we? Coming up today, we are scheduled to have University of Oregon Athletic Director Rob Mullins on at 1:30. We'll do our NFL picks at 2 o'clock. We got our college football, some NFL in today because I'm heading to Madison, Wisconsin, where I will be drinking Spotted Cow. I will have at some point I have to. I've never been to Wisconsin.
Is that a chocolate milk?
No, Spotted Cow is a beer that you can only buy in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And I have heard so many good things. And so I will have a full report on Spotted Cow when I return. And also their cheese selection. Ooh. Because Tillamook, hard to beat. We'll see.
Well, because I was going to say, because that's a couple of battling lands in terms of cheese and beer.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So Spotted Cow and cheese. I'll have a report. Maybe I'll try to find some fondue somewhere.
I need you to bring me back a Wisconsin t-shirt.
Wisconsin?
The T-Pain.
Do they have those?
Yeah.
Do they make those in Wisconsin?
100%.
I'll take that. I'll Venmo you if you want to bring one back for me.
put you in a mansion.
Just going to squeeze right past you here. Can I get a side of ranch with that too?
Yeah. We'll get the full report. But so we got a lot to get to. But where we got to start this bad boy off, Trailblazers do it again.
Ooh.
Another emphatic win over the Minnesota Timberwolves. And Donovan Klingon made his presence felt. Danny Dusty on the Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, our team needed me to protect the rim. We knew that they were going to be attacking late game to, try to gain momentum. After those first two early fouls by me, I said to be smart, be vertical, and protect the rim.
Donovan Klingon with Brooke Olsendam after the game last night as the Portland Trail Blazers knock off the Minnesota Timberwolves in the second of a back-to-back. They take both 106-98, and Donovan Klingon went bonkers last night. 17 points, 12 rebounds, 8 blocked shots. Whoa.
Yeah, and this is why, I've seen quite a few Blazers fans in the sense of, like, why didn't they take Zach Edey? And this is why you draft Donovan Klingon, is that the hope, the potential, that Edey's gonna be good. Good. Like, that's gonna be his. You know what he is, though. He spent 4 years in college. They ran an offense through him. He's going to post-mash you. He's going to be big in the paint. He's going to be a decent shot blocker, and just by virtue of being that big. But Donovan has his he has preternatural ability as a rim protector. Like this was the thing when, you know, during the preseason, I said, look, his block rate is up there right now with quite literally the best players, the best rim protector shot blockers we've ever seen. And I'm not a guy when I'm talking about projections that I'm going to talk about a rookie who hasn't played a game in the NBA and saying he's going to be that guy. Like, you can just see it. Like, it's so unbelievably just there. And I did, because this is why. He just has – he had 5 blocks in the fourth quarter, Dusty.
Yeah, he was all over – and he was on jump. One leg for most of it because he went down and he landed on his hip. And I – what was it? Nas Reed?
No, Julius.
It was Julius Randle?
Yeah, put his knee in his hip.
Julius Randle almost entered my S list.
Yeah.
Because if he would –
there's a little bit of a tent there.
If he would have hurt Donovan Klingon, I would have been very upset at him.
Look, I'm telling you right now, there's nobody happier that the Blazers have 3 days off right now than Donovan. Not only did he take that knee to the hip, he played more minutes than he has ever played.
Yeah, he was dragging at
Robert De Niro against Wesley Snipes.
Yes,
in the fan.
He was dragging at the end of that game.
Yeah,
he was dragging in a big way.
But he's just so big, and he's like, I want to say out of his 5 blocks in the fourth quarter, I think he only jumped on 2.
Well, Donovan Klingon joins a list that includes Ralph Sampson, Hakeem Olajuwon, Shaquille O'Neal, Alonzo Mourning, Tim Duncan, and Victor Wembanyama. The only rookies in NBA history to have 17 or more points, 12 or more rebounds, and 8 blocks in a game.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds that's like a decent list.
The list.
Yeah.
It ends right there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the night that he had.
Yeah. And he currently leads the NBA in block rate.
It was incredible. Well, yeah, because he barely plays.
but that's the thing is, like, when he's on the floor,
yeah,
he blocks shots. Like, there is a hell nah factor that happens throughout the game with him out there. What was to me the rebound and the block shots, like, that's the stuff that I expect from him. What was impressive was getting 17. Like,
yeah,
stepping up to the free throw line. He was a 55% free throw shooter in college. He goes 5 of 5 from the line. He even though it's kind of janky and loose when he grabs an offensive rebound and it just kind of like goes back up, he just goes, I'm bigger than you.
Yeah.
And that's not a thing that, you know, you can really counter much of. And then you throw in, you know, he threw Rudy Gobert around like a rag doll.
Yeah.
That's not normal.
That's not normal. You want to extrapolate this and make it an even better night for one Donovan Klingon?
Mm.
Shaq, Wemby, Kevin Garnett, the only players 20 or younger to reach the stat line of 17, 12, and 8 that he had. So the 8 that we read, where all but one are Hall of Famers, and the one is still playing.
Yeah.
The list of that Donovan, and so what I'm saying is Donovan Klingon's going to go to the Hall of Fame. That's what I'm saying right now. Well, no, I'm not. But Wemby, Shaq, and KG.
This was the draft profile, and we talked about him. Like,
and KG did it not in his rookie season because he was 18 years old as a rookie.
The baby. Yep. But this is what we talked about in the draft profile of him. Like, you know he can block shots. You know he can be a rim protector. And you know he can rebound. And everything else is kind of like, let's see what you can get out of him. He's got some playmaking chops. Maybe he can develop a 3-ball. Can he be a high-level finisher that you don't necessarily have to run the offense for? Like, all of those things matter. And as much as we're talking about Klingon right now, we'll talk about Sharp too.
Well, I think we need to keep on Klingon.
Yeah.
We can get to Shaedon Sharpe. What does this look like when DeAndre Ayton comes back? When Robert Williams is back, because Donovan Klingon deserves more minutes. And we've talked about the ramp up, and you don't want to throw him out for too many minutes. But what does this rotation look like when those guys come back?
I mean, DA is going to start. That's going to continue to be it. Rob's not going to play on any back-to-backs. So there's going to be opportunities in there. But you're going to, as great as this night was, and I've already seen some people like, this is the future. And yeah, he's going to be the future. He's also going to have nights like he did just the other night where he picked up foul after foul after foul and he couldn't stay on the floor. So you can't just go, you're going to go play 30 minutes. Because number one, he's not capable of doing that right now. You heard Chauncey Billups in the postgame say he's absolutely gassed.
Yeah.
And if you go back and watch the tape, he was phenomenal. I'm not saying this is like, it's a detriment to him. He just needs to keep building there. When we're getting hit you know, 30 games in late December, where he's going to basically have played his entire college season by the time the calendar year ends.
Rookie wall hits.
And it's going to hit him like a truck. Just keep him going. That 16 to 22 minute or 18 to 24 thing is what Chauncey said last night. Like, keep him in that range. Keep him in that range and just look, if he's got it and he's cooking, and this is, I want to give Chauncey credit. Anybody who's got it going right now is staying on the floor. If you've got it going, Chris Murray last night, you got it going, stay on the floor. Robert Williams got it going, stay on the floor.
Think about this rookie class though. He's not a starter, so mm-hmm. he's not going to be, I mean, if he started, he would be jumping near or at the front of the line for rookie of the year with the numbers that he's put.
Reza Shea's starting to actually put stuff together.
He's putting together. He had a 33-point game the other night.
Yeah, he's starting to look pretty damn good. But yeah, no, he would. And that's my whole hesitation with anybody who was like, I want to take Klingon for rookie of the year. Is like, I don't know if he's going to get the minutes.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's going to put up, and that's why I always said his per 36 numbers were going to be bonkers.
Yeah.
But there's going to be some nights. It's just, this is part of the deal. And like, for the first time in God knows how long, the Blazers have too many options at the big spot.
That's good.
They have too many options at the wing spot. And they're going to sort these things out. And everybody's like, they need to trade them now. No, they don't. They don't need to trade anybody right now. Somebody not playing 36 minutes a night is okay. Like, it's, I promise you. I remember last year, Shaden's playing too many minutes. Like, it's okay, guys.
I also think one thing to note on Donovan Klingon, where he's at, his headspace, he is okay with not being a starter. He is okay with growing in his rookie year.
Learning. He wants to, like, this is a guy who came off the bench last year. You know, not this past year where you're just in college, but the year before behind Adama Sanogo, and he was just like, that's his guy. Like, he learned so much from him, and like, he's doing, shout out to DA and Rob, because they love DC. They love him. Like, they those three guys, you know, when you have your different position groups in football, like, they just have mm-hmm. that bond, and you know, they'll take guys under their wings that show they want it, you know, and you've got good leaders. And look, I know DA's had his stuff, you know, where he's like, everybody tells me he is genuinely trying and he cares for DC and like how to, showing him what to do, how to do. And Rob, every opportunity he can, goes over to DC. Hey, see, you got to do this. Like, it's going to be a minutes crunch. It's going to be a thing, but I don't think anybody is bothered by it right now.
And I think that as the season goes on, as the trade deadline looms, Robert Williams, not long for Portland. And if he keeps producing, that is a situation where his value keeps going up on the trade market for teams that would be in contention. Mm-hmm. And his skill set translates to a lot of systems in the NBA.
I think injuries and perhaps desire aside, you would have a hard time finding a better three.
Oh, nobody has more
unit than the Portland Trailblazers have at the center spot.
No, nobody in the league has more depth at that big spot than Portland now. It's not close.
The only problem is three greater than two.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Look.
Is that like the old quarterback thing? You got two, you got none?
Yeah. I mean, not only that, the Rob stuff is like the Blazers are they're saying, well, you know, Chauncey pregame was like,
you say the Rob stuff or Rob?
The Rob stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, not the Rob stuff. Yeah, that's it.
I was like, what Rob do this time?
Yeah, I don't know.
Neil O'Shea going to get him fired again?
Again? He didn't get me. But no, the Rob stuff is, you know, they're saying, you know, because Rob wanted to play. But the organ is like, no, sorry, dude. Like, you've played 41 games in the past 2+ years.
Yeah.
Just, we can't. So I think they made the right move. It's a bummer. I love Rob, and I want him to play, and I want him to be happy. But they do need to protect themselves and protect Rob until, you know, they can figure something out, or he just, it shows that he's just not going to have those problems again.
All right, let's get to Shaedon Sharpe, because boy, as good as Donovan Klingon was, it was a takeover from Shaedon Sharpe late in the game. First is Rust with SportsCenter.
Step back jumper. Shaedon Sharpe, go! Brother! Unbelievable.
It looked like he was going to throw himself in a ring.
Kevin Clavero, Lamar Heard on the Trailblazers broadcast. Blazers broadcasting as the Blazers beat the Minnesota Timberwolves last night, 106-98. Shaedon Sharpe take over, 33 points. And in that fourth quarter, oh boy, that dunk. Holy smoke.
Yeah, I'll just say all of the decorum that comes with being in the media section went out the window on that one. I tweeted out the Joe Rogan meme of the knockout where they all like leaned back and lost it. That's what we all did. Like all of us, we were all just like holding each other back. Like, oh my God. Because look, when a big play happens, whether it's for Portland or another team, we all look at each other like, oh, that was pretty good. Little golf clap. Have a little bit of fun. Like, ooh, that was nasty. But that one was just, number one, it was right in front of us. Number two, the way he just ran up to it, the pacing of it, where he caught it, how he caught it, like how the seas just kind of parted.
If anybody slips just like even a partial shoulder into that picture, you don't get that. It was just...
free lane.
Boom. Yeah.
And the way he went up, he just floated and packed it. And it was like, oh my. That place erupted.
That was awesome.
Absolutely erupted. So two games against Minnesota. Both games start the same way where Shaedon settles for like a hezzy tween hang dribble pull up. And you're like, and he bricked them horribly. Horribly. And you're like, that's not your bag, dude.
Is that a punk band name?
Yes, yes.
Hezzy tween.
Hezzy tween, hang dribble pull up.
Yeah. Yep.
But it's passive. Like in game one, he's got Mike Conley in transition twice. He's like, eh. And he just kind of goes like, no. In both games, Chauncey, first game was like, hey, you need to be aggressive. The second game, it was more of a bleepity bleep. Stop that.
Yeah.
And not in a negative way. It was like, we just had this talk. Be aggressive. And all of a sudden, downhill. And he gets going. And then he walks into a three. Cash. Then downhill, walks into a three. It's like those, like if Shaedon Sharpe is taking off the dribble threes, you want him walking into it, like a secondary transition guy or, you know, coming off a curl, like a one dribble pull. Like that's the kind of thing. You don't want him dancing with the ball and then going to the three.
And that's one of the frustrating parts, though, is that like, all right, when is that going to become how he comes
out and
starts a game as opposed to needing to get his ass ripped by Chauncey Billups? And look, in time, I think another thing too is Shaedon Sharpe has not played a lot of basketball.
Yeah, no, it's rhythm and timing and finding it all.
And he'll have his ups and his downs. Mm-hmm. And right when he came back, it looked like, oh, hey, Shaedon Sharpe, he's back. And then we had a couple clunkers, and then the last two, Shaedon Sharpe has been, as advertised, what everybody had talked about all offseason long about the way that he had performed, kind of getting a little bit of that FU in him and being able to take over some of the more talented runs in this offseason.
Yep.
Well, you're seeing a little bit of that come out in Shaedon Sharpe. Again, like the last two games, really nice wins for Portland. I think really nice wins for Portland.
There's something going on with that Minnesota team.
Yeah, I think there is something.
They rolled over and showed their belly. Like, look.
Twice.
Here, you give Portland the first game, the shooting variance, they just hit everything. You're just like, oh my God. You know, when you hit 18 of 32 threes, it's like, okay.
Throw your hands up and you say, all right.
You know, those will happen to you. But last night, Dante DiVincenzo looked like he wanted no part of playing basketball for the Minnesota Timberwolves. It was bad.
Yeah, the Blazers covered by 18 and a half.
Yeah, just insane stuff. I mean, he was 1 of 10. Ants 0 for 9.
Hey.
Look, as bad as Portland was, that 4 of 42, Minnesota was almost just as bad. They were 7 of 39 for 3. And it's just a big part of that. Again, you give credit to the Trailblazers last night as far as Donovan Clingan shutting down the paint. Like, it was incredible. But they also, if you go back, and again, I already have, you go back and you watch the film, Minnesota has a
wide open
truckload of open threes.
Wide open looks.
And you're just like, ooh, they play. Look, the Blazers scored 106 points. On most nights, they're not winning.
Nope.
They only hit 9 threes. Now, again, you give them credit for making it a rock fight, and you keep Minnesota from scoring for like 6 straight minutes in the fourth quarter. Like,
well, Portland gave them so many opportunities to blow that game. And look, Shaedon Sharpe, as well as he played, two turnovers in the fourth quarter. In three that he just clanked, where you're like, what is that? There's three straight possessions where it's like Minnesota got 0 points out of it, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
the pass into Donovan, the bounce pass through like five people. You're like, what are you doing,
My
Shay?
Goodness. But there were opportunities where even getting their butts kicked, like Minnesota could have, it was a 5 point game on one of those turnovers. Yeah. And they come back down on the other end, get nothing out of it because they missed, I think, an elbow three. Like it was just like
Nas Reed.
Yeah. Oh my gosh!
And I think what Nas was it 2 for 9, 2 for 8 from three.
If that goes down, I think then Portland kind of starts going
tighten up. Yeah. And that was the thing is, you know, we were sitting there watching the game last night. We were all kind of like 5 minutes to go. All right, here comes Minnesota. Like, they're going to wake up. They're going to hit a couple shots here. And to Shaedon Sharpe's credit, even with those turnovers, he scores 9 points in a minute 30.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
Look, for all of the people, again, I don't think Chauncey Billups is the best coach on the face of the planet, but they kept running actions for Shaedon to get the switch on Rudy Gobert. And guess what he did? He got the switch and got downhill and attacked and attacked and attacked, and they were able to capitalize.
Chris Murray gave some good minutes, too, last night.
Got a game ball last night.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, him and Donovan both. Shay and Donovan did. He got a shout-out in the post game. That's my bad.
Yeah.
But, no, like, and again, to Chauncey's credit, he tried Roops. I thought Roops had a nice little shift. Drove Dante DiVincenzo crazy for 3 minutes. He tried Jabari Walker. Didn't work. And he's like, all right, let's try Chris. Chris got loose and absolutely banged on Rudy Gobert. The whole bench jumped up and lost their minds. Like, I thought he gave him great minutes. Julius Randle wanted no part of Tumani Kamara last night. None. Like,
I love Tumani Kamara.
Every time he had two on him, he was like, nah, just got off the ball. He was just done dealing with two. Yeah. You could just see it happen.
Tumani Kamara is the guy that, like, I watch a game and I'm like,
I want one.
Son, watch number 33. Mm-hmm. That's who you that's what you want to play like.
Yep.
You want to play like him right there. And he is really damn fun to watch. And on that note, we've got I found something in my house.
Oh?
Yeah. The Blazers better not screw this up. Because the window is small.
Oh. I found something in my house yesterday too. My 8-year old, she stashed her Halloween candy.
My son, found a sheet of paper. He was keeping track of Cooper Flagg's stats in the Kentucky game.
Oh.
The Blazers cannot screw this up. This is my one sliver of hope
bringing him away from the Lakers.
Like, yeah, LeBron is saying that he's got like 1 year left in him. Like, this is it. Like, I can pull my son away from the Lakers, and it's going to be Cooper Flagg. Mm. The Blazers can't screw this up.
What do you think he sees in Cooper Flagg that's familiar?
I don't even think he know. Like, my son, he just doesn't even notice. Like, he's not like, that guy's white. He's like, that's the best player.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, he's going to be the number one pick. And then he watched him play and was like, I like him.
Mm.
Like, he liked the way that he played. And I think a dunk helped against Kentucky. I think a dunk really, like, he's like, ooh, this is the chance. The Blazers can pull my idiot son away from the Lakers. And I need them to do it. And you got to lose games. You can't be winning back-to-backs against the Timberwolves.
Right. Yeah, or we're going to lose Portland's great white hope.
Cooper Flagg is it, but I found it was a full-on stat sheet. He was keeping points, rebounds, fouls. Didn't like some of the calls, apparently.
Yeah, there you go.
He didn't like some of the calls on the fouls.
I'll tell you what, college basketball refs are nothing for you to get excited about. Vancouver Ford text line, win or lose, I love watching the hustle and the effort. I'll watch that product all day. Look, the production you got from Shaedon and Donovan was huge.
Yeah.
But you're not going to get that production. For everybody's like, see, this is it. It's like, their two guys have, we're talking about Donovan leading into this. Shaedon had a career high last night. Like, this is not the baseline for them.
Yeah.
What separates guys in the NBA is being able to be consistent.
Yeah.
And so, like, again, this is that text. That's what I think matters, because you'll get this level of effort and intensity, and sometimes the results won't be there.
Yeah.
Shaedon made, like, tonight, Shaedon was 9 of 13 from two.
Yeah.
He was incredible from two. Yeah. Like, it was, but 3 of 10 from three. Like, is getting 10 threes up? Good. He probably had 3 or 4 threes where I was like, that's a garbage shot.
Yeah.
Work for a better one.
Yep.
But, like, that's what you want.
My yeah, that is it. That's it. Gosh, we got a chance.
No?
Yeah, my son's not an idiot. I love him. He's a very smart kid. Mm. He's a very smart kid. It's just the Lakers. The Lakers do that to me, and I apologize. It's the
Lakers. Don't apologize.
No, it is. It's the Lakers. No, they do that to
me. Well, I'm just saying that's the regionality. That don't apologize. It just comes with being from here. He's a Laker fan. Lakers.
Yeah, but you know what? He is a Laker fan because of LeBron James. And I love LeBron James.
And again, and I said the other day, too, the first sports post story I ever had was...
James Worthy.
Mm.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah.
I did also have it at Dominique Wilkins.
Yeah. All right. Well, good game by the Blazers. Good game by the Blazers. And, hey, we got a little more NBA here because, my goodness, last night, two Fitty Burgers. Two of them.
Whew.
Danny Dusty on the Fan. After what was a rough start to the season, 1-6 start for the Milwaukee Bucks, they are starting to rebound and they're finding their rhythm a little bit. They are now 4-8 on the season. Not great. Not great at all. But when you look at the last couple of games, they've really started to flex a little bit here. 127-120, a win last night over the Detroit Pistons. And Giannis Antetokounmpo went bonkers. 59 points on 21 of 34 shooting. 14 rebounds, 7 assists for the Greek Freak. Living up to the billing. Living up to the billing and having to pick up the slack with no Damian Lillard.
Yikes.
Opa!
Not too shabby.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only people who have had more 50-point, 10-rebound games in NBA history are Oscar and...
I want to go with Wilt.
Wilt. I think is what it was.
Yeah, there players. You go. That's yeah, pretty good list.
Yeah, right?
Pretty good list.
It always comes back to Wilt. But, yeah, I mean...
If scoring, yeah, probably.
It's crazy how good Jokic and Giannis are right now.
They're freaks.
It's crazy how much better they are than everyone else on the planet right now.
Only one of them is Greek, though.
Yep.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Jokic is on his way to another MVP. He's having his best season right now. He's in the 90th percentile in scoring, rebounding, assists, blocks, and steals.
Isn't that sad, though, that voter fatigue may be why he doesn't win it? Exactly. Because he probably... Well, no. He should win it.
He is leaps in. Like, Giannis is playing out of his mind, and Jokic is clearly ahead of him.
Same reason they don't want to give like Steve Nash, you know, back to back MVPs and such. It's just voter fatigue.
Yep.
Like, who cares? Just if they're the best dude, they're the best dude.
They're the best dude, and they're doing crazy things, and it won't last forever either. And that's why I think that you do go down the Jokic route. But Giannis, he did it again, 59 points, and Nike with quite the ad.
Yeah, Nike with a nice little shot at Jaylen Brown there with he's not a child. He's got 59 of them things.
Oh.
That's a shot at Jaylen Brown because after the Celtics and Bucks or late in the Celtics Bucks game when Giannis was going off, he did the fake dap to Jaylen Brown and then brought his hand back behind his head and
slick.
Yeah, and you know, which I thought it was kind of fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
It was kind of fun. And you know, Jaylen Brown called him a child, and he wasn't the FUB like we got from, you know, Michael Jordan and Larry Bird. It was like, no, he's a child.
Well, and that's a purpose pitch by Nike, too, because Jaylen Brown made it quite clear without directly saying it that the reason why he wasn't on Team USA is because he's not a Nike athlete. So Nike came off the top rope, and when the Nike athlete had a 59 burger, they took a shot at Jaylen Brown.
Which, yeah.
And I think that also means... Nike's commercials have been back. I think Nike might be back.
They got rid of the CEO. They went old school and brought somebody back in. They went back to the well and said, hey, go bring me the era of when we were top dogs because we stopped catering to...
Let's go back to what worked.
Yeah, we stopped catering to the niche markets and trying to be like no, how about we be the obnoxious, like, over-the-top sports brand?
Yeah, and... That's the way to do it. Another one is by having an alien that plays basketball be one of your spokespeople. And Victor Wembanyama, he dropped 50 last night as well. 18 of 29 shooting, but 8 of 16 from 3. He is 7'5",
legitimately, and you might be able to make the case for 7'6".
And he went 8 of 16 from 3.
With shot a 17-foot wingspan.
Shot 50% from beyond the arc. and only had three block shots. What a bum. But I am in awe of Victor Wembanyama.
Do you want to know what his last, like, because he started the season off slow.
I do want to know.
So he started the season off slow, and it's been like, you know, let's kind of see what we get. His last three games, so this game he just had, 50 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 blocks, 8 of 16 from 3. Bonkers, right? Last game, 34 points, 14 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 blocks. Okay. 24 points, 16 rebounds, 7 blocks.
Oh.
Like, his last three games, he's averaging basically, what, 35, 12, and 4?
Oh. Pick up the pace, dude.
I mean, good God.
I think what's crazy about Victor Wembanyama is that, so this season, there's only been 2 games where he does not record every single stat line, right?
Yeah.
So a rebound, assist, block, steal, and points. Twice. All season long. That is crazy. That somebody that big in that role, like, because the steals are the hard one when you're that big, right?
I mean, but he gets steals. A 5-steal game, a blocks. 4-steal game, a 3-steal game.
It's absolutely incredible.
But when your wingspan can cover the entire width of the NBA court.
That's what makes him
and
so special.
And he moves. Like, he moves, too.
To me, what's insane here is that he only has 2 games a season without 3 blocks. So he's got a 2-block game and a 1-block game. But otherwise, it's 3-3-3-3-3-3-4-5-7-9.
That's redundant.
Gross.
Like, he just...
Yeah, he's going to be really good.
I don't know why we're pretending anymore as far as, like, the Defensive Player of the Year stuff. Like, it's his. So it's his.
Year two?
It's his. It's not close.
Yeah.
It's like, look, as much as good as Klingon was last night, and impactful as he was, and insane as that was, that's a normal night.
Yeah,
for Victor Wembanyama.
He could have had that award last year.
They need to get Denzel to do the Kling Kong Ain't Got On Me and play that in the arena.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
They need to see if they can do that. AI can do that, right?
Yeah, I mean
that's problematic.
I actually can do a lot.
Yeah. That's problematic, though. I mean, you should just try to see if you can pay Denzel to do it.
Every time I
Kling Kong Ain't Got On Me.
Anytime anybody says AI, my brain immediately goes Allen Iverson.
I do too. And then I'm like, oh, you're talking about
that.
Really what's going to take over the world.
Yeah. It's even more terrifying.
Yeah. Well.
But yeah, look, man, basketball's in a great place right now.
It is.
It's in a place. And then you take a look at what's going on in college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And the incoming U.S.-born stars, which, look...
Cooper Flagg, let's go.
People hate saying it, but it matters. It matters to have American-born stars. Like,
it
as
does.
Much as Wemby's the best player, like, potential-wise on the planet. Ant Edwards is incredible. Who's the one that they're lining up behind?
Well, and as much as we hate to hear it, too, when they always say the league is better when the Knicks and, like, the Lakers are good, and who cares? That's another one of those who cares, but yeah,
it does matter.
Yeah,
it does matter.
The playoffs were a lot more fun when the Knicks were in it last year.
Yeah, it is what it is.
And that pains me to say because I was always on. No, it doesn't. It kind of does. Makes
you just,
it better
you
because
just get
when
more
you
people caring.
When you beat them,
it's much, so much more fun.
It's way more fun. Yeah. Because everybody just melts down. It's great. All right, hour number two. Let's get back to some football, shall we? We are supposed to be joined by Rob Mosley, the athletic director of the University of Oregon. Or Rob Mosley. Rob Mullins, not the guy who covers the team. The actual athletic director of the University of Oregon, Rob Mullins.
Rob Mosley
set to join
would
us
be
at
a good get, too.
Yeah, Rob Mosley, good dude. Rob Mullins set to join us at 1:30. We will have our NFL picks at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. But let's take a look at this weekend of college football that's coming up because we got some doozies, baby, especially on the heels of the second of the college football playoff rankings. Danny Dusty on the Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW,
the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.